Nostalgic gestures on Brazilian television series, The Case of Samantha. Marcel Silva. Federal University of Paraíba, Jeová Pessoa, Brazil. Marcel at headmall.com. Larissa Lopes. Federal University of Paraíba, Jeová Pessoa, Brazil. LarissaLopes.ud@gmail.com. This article was received on March 2, 2020, accepted on April 14, 2020 and published on June 30, 2020. 1. Introduction. The instrumentalization of nostalgia is a common phenomenon in the cultural industry, manifested in different ways over time, Castellano and Maimaritz, 2017. Nowadays, it is usually explicit in different instances of consumption. Brands take ownership of past successes to launch new products, labeling them as retro, vintage, old school, etc. Products that were no longer manufactured, such as vinyls, instant cameras and chocolate brands, suddenly return to shelves. Revivals, boots and remakes proliferate in cinema and on TV. Here, we can name shows like Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, Netflix, 2016, Dracula, BBC One, Netflix, 2020, present, and the four movie remakes produced by Walt Disney Pictures in 2019, Dumbo, Aladdin, The Lion King and Lady and the Tramp. Mulan was scheduled for 2020, but needed to be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The increase in the production, distribution and consumption of television series, defined by Silva, 2014, as a TV series culture, cannot be disregarded in studies related to television, and although this culture progresses in a transnational manner, television also has a great national scope, notably forming a shared repertoire of meanings in our society, which is part of the representation of an imagined national community, Lopes, 2014. In this study, different nostalgias appear as symbolic pleasure in reference to past decades of this imagined community, such as in the Brazilian soap opera Summer 90, Vera 90, Rede Globo, 2019, or in the film Bingo, The King of the Mornings, Bingo, O Rei das Manhãs, Warner Bros., 2017. In this scenario, one of the international TV series that has stood out is Stranger Things, Netflix, 2016, present, with allusions to films from the 1980s, bringing to the public the pleasure of unraveling references and finding recognition. For the purposes of this paper, we use the term nostalgia with an S because we believe, as Santa Cruz and Ferratz, 2018, point out, that it can encompass the plurality of meanings related to nostalgic experiences, for example, the narration of the past and its relations with the present, the feeling of loss and displacement, the intentional gestures of the media to attract fans, with critical or romanticized strategies. Thus, we agree with Namaya, 2018, page 29, who believes in different forms, expressions and meanings of nostalgia. In this paper, we analyze Samantha. Netflix, 2018 to 2019, Netflix's first Brazilian comedy series, created by Felipe Braga in partnership with the Los Bragas production company, directed by Luis Pinheiro, Felipe Braga and Julia Gedra and scripted by Roberto Vitorino, Patricia Corazon, Rafael Lessa and Felipe Velarim. The show is relevant in this context because, in addition to being a national television production in a transnational environment, it presents two periods of Brazilian society and the intertwining of its major social and cultural issues. The story takes place in 2018 and constantly flashes back to the 1980s, thus addressing how nostalgias reverberate in contemporary times. In methodological terms, our analysis will focus on the first season, which has seven episodes of approximately 30 minutes each. The plot follows the story of Samantha, Manuela Roja, a former child star who had her own television show and was the leader of a children's musical group, both called Termini Plimplum. After a time out of television programming, Samantha needs to take care of her family and the issues of adult life, while she still seeks stardom back. With her career in decline and her manager working with other artists, the protagonist has a chance to return to the news sites when her husband Dodo, Douglas Silva, a famous ex-soccer player, is released from prison and goes back to the family home. Through the adventures of Samantha to return to fame, we follow the story plot and its relations with the nostalgic experience of the characters. In this context, it is important to point out that Samantha Stages nostalgia gestures that highlight not only the positive past, Metshada, 2020, but ironic, critical and romanticized outlines. To analyze this phenomenon, thus, our guiding question is, how the Brazilian series Samantha addresses nostalgia gestures in the development of its storyline? To do so, we start from a bibliographic review of nostalgia studies, especially those that refer to nostalgia in the field of media and communication, and after that we present a content analysis of the show's first season, articulating observation, empirical selection and finally inference, as suggested by Barding, 1988. 2. Theoretical possibilities for understanding nostalgia. The movement of constant return to other times using nostalgic appeals reveals a crisis with temporality, Nehemiah, 2014, a societal issue perceived by Eason, 2000, as a consequence of the acceleration of the experience of time. According to Granger, 2000, this phenomenon happens with people who search for continuity in times of change and uncertainty, generating safer subjective engagements in the face of critical situations. Davis, 2011, furthermore, defends that the increase in the production of nostalgic media is more common in times of discontinuities and social conflicts. There is a close relationship between fictional nostalgia and dystopian works that deserves to be highlighted. For more information on the subject, see Metshada, 2020. Etymologically, the word nostalgia can be divided into nestros, which means home, and elgos, that is, pain or desire. Nostalgia, then, usually is related to melancholy and homesickness, the yearning for something or some place of the past that is now unreachable. Moreover, nostalgia used to be defined also as a disease. Until the 17th century, people who were diagnosed as nostalgic received medical reports as it threatened their work performance, especially during war times, France, 2018. Over the ages, historical, anthropological, literary and communication studies began to approach the theme as a bittersweet emotion or a creative and curative practice, Nehemiah, 2018. For Beam, 2001, P. Kissy Akissif, nostalgia is a sentiment of loss and displacement, but it is also a romance with one's own fantasy. According to the author, the 20th century began with futuristic utopia and ended in nostalgia, due to the communal desire to access a collective memory, to live together in a fragmented world, to protect oneself in uncertain times and to reconstruct an ideal home from the past. In Retrotopia, Boyerman, 2017, starts from Beam's perspective to address the idea of a double denial of Thomas More's, 1999, concept of utopia. The author traces back from Plato's, 1943, ideal republic, made up of artisans, responsible for mechanical works, warriors, responsible for protection, and philosophers, the driving force of the city's command, and goes to More's concept of utopia, a city that does not exist, but is perfect in matters of social equality, and that, despite being unreal, can also be achievable. According to Boyerman, this utopian place in More, where there is a community of mutual assistance, is now replaced by a process of privatization and individualization, sold to citizens under the idea of liberation, but actually brought by the fear of control and subordination. This fear, in modernity, is replaced by the dread of inadequacy, the basis for nostalgia. Thus, Boyerman, 2017, page 10, believes the Retrotop is visions installed in a lost-slash-stolen-slash-abandoned past, but that did not die, are emerging today, as a return to More's idea of utopia. However, unlike utopia, which looks ahead, Retrotopia seeks in the past the hope of reconciling security and freedom. Furthermore, Boyerman criticizes the fact that More's utopian place does not open space for the possibility and desire for change. Eason, 2014, states that nostalgias are always related to memory, even if they have not been experienced physically, since any symbolic exchange with music, films, series, books, that exposes an unlike period is also important for the construction of the viewer. For this reason, nostalgia today can be understood not only as a subjective experience, but above all as a mediated practice. This corroborates the effort to understand nostalgias, in the plural, as a dialectical process between media and spectators, through the induction of various nostalgic gestures and the effective interaction of the consuming public. The argument is based on the active character of mediated nostalgia or the explicit communication of nostalgic feeling Niemeyer, 2018, page 18, and requires understanding nostalgia also as a verb, an action induced by the media in order to provoke sensations and affections, Wolf, Rieger and Schmidt, 2018. As for Arts, 2016, rightly points out, nostalgia works as a profitable expression of memory that mobilizes people, being therefore activated by the media in its dialectic relations with consumers and fans, in favor of a more legitimate version of the past and its effective engagements. Given the above, in our complex television system, Orozco Gomez, 2014, the media presents nostalgia in order to connect people through a sense of belonging, strengthening the aggregation of community and cultural ties. According to Lille, Borges and Lager, 2018, page 50, it has the possibility of circulating narratives capable of connecting people from different generations, places and social classes, which leads us to a better understanding of what Holdsworth, 2011, coined as collective nostalgia. The author suggests that the relationship between nostalgia and television is based on a perspective of safe return, because television is itself a nostalgic medium. The very cultural matrix of television, which has repetition of the organizational principle of its logic, Calabres, 1987, contributes to long-term engagements and programmed retrospections that trigger affection with the past. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Possibilidade de fazer circular narrativas capazes de conectar pessoas de diferentes graus, lugares e classes sociais. However, it is important to highlight that nostalgia is manifested through different nostalgic gestures, capable of being identified as categories and organized as analytical operators. Lille, Borges and Lager, 2018, point to the nostalgic gestures present in Stranger Things, Mad Men, AMC, 2007-2015, and Voices of Chernobyl, Svetlana Alexievich, 1997, so that their uses can be observed in different works, genres and times. By nostalgic gestures, then, we understand the audiovisual strategies, whether stylistic, narrative, imagistic, advertising content, etc., used to build references of the past in media products, which can be traced by the consumers and with which they can establish nostalgic feelings. In our case, the effort is to describe these nostalgic gestures in Samantha. And, through an analysis of the content of its first season, to categorize their uses and their effects. 3. Methodological path and description of the object. To understand the ways in which nostalgia is operationalized in television series, we propose here a methodological path that articulates, on the one hand, a description of the central dramatic arcs of the plot, following Newman's, 2006, suggestions, and, on the other hand, a content analysis, Fonska, 2006. Barding, 1988, that points out the nostalgic gestures present in the series and their functions within the narrative. For that, we follow that path suggested by Barding, 1988, in his description of the content analysis methods, in which the author establishes five major steps in the course of the research. The organization of the material, codification, categorization, inference and data treatment. For organization and codification, we start with a synthetic description of our object, contextualizing the particularities of its production and distribution process. Then, for the categorization, we begin to organize the dramatic arcs, in order to systematize the main plots and stylistic imagery in the episodes of the first season. And, finally, for inference and data treatment, we observe these arcs to identify the main nostalgic gestures and its purposes to engage the series with its audience. As Barden explains, the very intention of the content analysis methods is the inference of knowledge related to the conditions of production, or, eventually, of reception, which resort to different indicators, quantitative or not. Barden, 1988, page 38. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Inferência de conhecimentos relativos às condições de produção, e, eventualmente, de recepção, inferência esta cor indicadores, quantitativos na. Samantha. premiered in July 2018 and opts for the single-camera style with closed shots, that is, a narrative focused on dialogues and conflicts that revolve around the family nucleus, reminiscent of the soap opera style and the traditional multi-camera sitcom. The first season takes place in 2018 and flashes back to the 1980s, when the protagonist, Samantha, starred in a famous television show. The plot unfolds the comings and goings between Samantha's professional and personal life, tensioning her traumas and anxieties in her longing for returning to fame. The first scene of the season sets the tone for the following. 1985, a long hall with striking colors, shiny costumes and a child Samantha in the foreground with the costume designer behind her testing new tiaras, because Samantha lost her own. The protagonist is demanding, and even late for the start of the show, but she does not seem to care. After all, she is the main star. Samantha walks around the studio looking for the lost tiara and comes across adults who pester her by calling her Samonster, something like some monster. She retaliates. There are insults, clumsy words, people kissing in the backstage and items that remember Brazilian television in the 1980s, such as a giant paycheck and a gift wrap Volkswagen Beetle. Samantha finds the tiara with one of the members of the crew and she is clearly upset. The climate is hostile and her only friend in that place is Zé Cigarinha, something like Joe Cigarette, the show's mascot. He tries to calm her down by saying that she is the most loved child in Brazil. Everyone gets in position on stage, the scene director asks for a smile, and in that moment, when the lights come on and the show starts, what seemed unpleasant is overshadowed by the shiny performance of the Terminal Plim Plim singing a song. Suddenly, we jump to the present in 2018, when an adult Samantha sings and dances to the same song, Abraça Infinito, Infinite Hug, with Zé Cigarinha by her side, but now in a decadent nightclub. The Brazilian television during the 1980s was a place full of complex moral issues, such as the sexualization of black and half-naked women, ideologically dubious propaganda appeals, idolatry of child stars, use of mascots with names that refer to some evil or misbehavior. Samantha's great friend in the series is Zé Cigarinha, a reference to tobacco and smoking. Along with that, we also had famous urban legends such as music albums with satanic messages of heard in reverse, knives hidden inside dolls, and so on. Samantha presents these elements and still makes playful and satirical mentions to famous TV stars of the 1980s, such as Cosxa, Angelica, Mero Meravilla and Simone. As if that weren't enough, it also brings the colors and sparkles of childish scenarios, in reference to four famous shows of Brazilian broadcast television. Bozo, TV's, TV Record, SBT, 1982-1991, Balão Mágico, Reed Globo, 1983-1986, and Casa da Cosxa, Reed Globo, 1986-1992. For those who don't know, Bozo was a character created in the United States and had his first appearance on American television in 1949, but the show was so successful that it was produced in other countries. In Brazil, it had auditorium games, live calls, reading letters, dance and music, similar to what happens in the Terminal Plim Plim show. One of the iconic scenes involving the Bozo Clown was the festival 30 Years SBT, in which Bozo called the singer Gretchen to the stage to dance in tight clothes, with camera zooms and close-ups. Balão Mágico, similar to Terminal Plim Plim, was a children's show presented by members of a children's musical trio, Turma do Balão Mágico, which had a mascot called Fefua, portrayed by the Brazilian actor and humorist Erival Pessimia. Lastly, Casa da Cosxa, an auditorium TV show presented by Cosxa Menegal, replaced Balão Mágico on Reed Globo in 1986. It had performances by singers, talent audiences with children and adults, letter readings, live calls, scavenger hunts, sexualist teenager dancers, called Paquetes, scenery with spaceships and sparkling smoke, as well as two mascots with names of diseases, Peste and Dengue, Plague and Dengue, in English. Available in https://www.youtube.com/. Regarding the dramatic arcs, it is important to point out the eight characters that fuel the conflicts of the plot. Samantha, the protagonist, interpreted by Manuel Araújo and her child version by Dudu themselves. Dodô, Samantha's husband and famous soccer player of the 2000s, interpreted by Douglas Silva. Brandon and Cindy, son and daughter of Samantha and Dodo, interpreted by Kerrigan's Alves and Sabrina Nonato. Meckinger, Samantha's agent, interpreted by Daniel Furlan. Zessa Garinger, a man on his 50s, mascot of the program and Samantha's best friend, interpreted by Aria Francer. Alfonso, or Pelota, as Samantha called him, and Tico, members of Termini Plimplum, interpreted by Mauricio Xavier and Rodrigo Pendolfo. And their children versions, interpreted by Sidney Alexandra and Enzo Oviedo. In our analysis, the objective is to identify the nostalgic gestures that inhabit this fictional world, in order to understand their uses and effects on the audience. Discussion and conclusions. Samantha is a character in conflict with her past, who wants to be on television again. Above all, her objective is to be recognized and loved, despite all the time she has been away from the television system. At the same time, however, she has grown up, is now a mother, and sometimes needs to forget what she went through to deal with the problems of adulthood. Since she has been known all her life as the Samantha of the Plimplones, everything related to television passions her. Even the internet is an issue for the character. In episode 01, in 0602, when Meckinger talks about the importance of the internet and contemporary digital media, she says, "Look at my face, Meckinger. You will see me on television again." Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Ela bem pra minha cara, Meckinger. Você ainda vai me ver na televisão. This implies a character's nostalgic position, which, after all, represents an ironic comment with the show's own production logic. Although it builds a fictional world around broadcast television, Samantha is an original Netflix production. Therefore, Samantha's speech contrary to the internet reveals an important nostalgic gesture, the refusal of the present and the idealization of the past. In fact, the protagonist lived her childhood and adolescence in the backstage of a broadcast television production, with the illusion that that was the culmination of her existence. Because of it, the past seems much better than the present, when she is now distant from fame and success, and immersed in the amenities of everyday life. That is why the desire to return to television is so strong in her. Still in episode 01, Zessa Garinger tells Samantha that she had better giving up having a television program, because broadcast television died, but she does not believe in it and continues with the idea of being the most loved child in Brazil. Even with her friend's express warning, she repels the evidence of the changes in television and prefers existing in an inexorable engagement with the successful past. Later in episode 01, Dodo leaves jail and returns to the family home accompanied by reporters who want to cover the ex-soccer player's release. When Samantha notices the television coverage outside her door, she goes to the bedroom, takes the accessories she used as a child and remembers the past desperately. Samantha's dramatic arc is full of situations that make this nostalgic gesture evident. In episode 02, in 0149, talking to Dodo, Samantha says that the advertisement they are going to do together is just a passage to the prime time of television. In episode 04, the protagonist remembers how children flattered her when he was a star. They used to send her drawings and parts of their hair and teeth inside love letters. That is, the entire universe of television, which was the place of personal and professional fulfillment in the past, no longer belongs to Samantha, even though her subjectivity is crossed not only by the effective memory of these times, but for a desire to produce, in the present, conditions to return to it. This nostalgic desire of the protagonist is opposed to the transforming force of the present, generating the main conflict of the series' story arc. This continues throughout the show. In episode 06, Samantha, Alfonso and Tico need to fulfill the desire of Zessa Garinger, exposed in a video just before he passed away, having his ashes thrown at the Vazara Theater. The three characters spend the episode discussing the traumas caused by the experiences of working in television as children in the 1980s, but when they realize that the place that Zessa Garinger asked for the ashes to be thrown is where the Plimplones made their first show, they begin to look longingly at the time, reframing the past. Samantha says to Alfonso in 2431, "Don't you miss that time, Alfonso? Bolota was loved. People wanted to catch you, smell you, hug you. It was real. Like your VCR tapes." Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Vos nas ondas de destempo nair, Alfonso? O bolota era amada. As pessoas querem te pegar, era abraza. Era real. Kun M's Ways Fittest E-Video Cassette. And further on, Alfonso adds, nowadays, parents don't let children come even close to me, original in Portuguese. Our translation. Edgy M dias F pays ne adixamas crinsas kigarim M pet demim, and tico ends. We used to fight, but it was a family, right? Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Ajond brigava, messira omad familia, ne. In other words, all plimplones romanticize the past, sweetening the feeling of remembrance with the disillusionment with the end of fame. In parallel with the feeling of idealization, it is very common that the return to the past is also bitter and hurtful. In episode 02, for example, Samantha remembers that on television she was called Semenstra, and in episode 03 she remembers how people were thick and how they used to ask her for perfection. Alfonso, who currently owns an antique store, an irony with his attachment to the past, does not like changes and still blames Samantha for being bullied about his weight. Tico, for his part, blames Samantha for never having had a romantic relationship in his life. In other words, even though they are aware that their experiences during the television show were harmful and that it still resonates in their lives, they are unable to ignore the attachment with the past and the feeling that the 1980s was the best decade of their lives. In this sense, they perform the nostalgic gesture of romanticizing the past with a bittersweet feeling, imbued with enchantment as well as delusion. 5. Critical nostalgia in television referentiality. While idealizing childhood in the 1980s, Samantha also incorporates elements of criticism and satire to represent the television of the decade and how it reverberates in contemporary life. This means a critical nostalgic gesture, which uses tragicomedy principles, imitation, parody and irony, Sousa, 2012, to illustrate what happened, and still happens, on the backstage of a TV show. Initially, some criticism about the cultural industry's modus operandi in the 1980s is noticeable. The series uses humor to speak of famous Brazilian urban legends, such as the myth that the puppet of the character Fefe had a dagger inside, available in www.gazetaonline.com.br, or the story that when playing an album of Cusqueamanegua on reverse, it was possible to hear a diabolical or subliminal message. On Samantha, these stories also happens with the main character, connecting the real-life myths with the protagonist's journey. Available in Music Ulcombr. Moreover, an important nostalgic gesture is the intertextual references to old television shows and its comparison to contemporary ones. In episode 02, Samantha and Dodo are invited to advertise for a fictional beer brand, Cerveja Quinoa, because, as Mekinha says in episode 01, 1548, couples sell, right, Samantha? The people want to believe in any shit. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Case or vend, ne, Samantha? O povoca a creditor em qualca ade. Talking to family members, in episode 02-0209, Samantha says proudly, I practically invented the formula young woman sells beer, original in Portuguese. Our translation. Praticamente inventei a formula muljo vend cerveja, and recalls that at 9 she advertised for the same beer brand, with the following advertising text. Every child wants happy parents. To open a smile on daddy's face and help mom to sleep well. Quinoa beer. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Toda criança que as pais felizes. Pera abrir os olhos no rosto do pepa e ajudar a mamãe a dormir de boa. Cervejas quinoa. Nowadays, Cindy, the couple's daughter, says it inconceivable that this advertisement has ever been aired, but in a conversation with Mekinha and the beer sales team, we realize that the marketing logic remains the same, as Mekinha says in episode 01-2005. Advertising for beer? Of course they do. Beer, sausage, medicine, cigarettes, what matters is communicating with young people. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Propaganda de cerveja. Clericofasm. Cerveja, salsica, remedia, cigarro, o importante e se comunica com os jovens. In the studio, Samantha and Dodo received the script for the new advertisement. It tells the story of an unpleasant wife, called in the script Boring Wife, original in Portuguese. Our translation. Petroa, who watches over her husband and does not let him stand next to an attractive woman, called in the script Hot Woman. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Gostosor. Cindy complains about the script, says it is outdated and misogynistic, but Samantha only worries about playing the boring wife, and then tries to get the other woman's part. In the end, we see that Samantha took the place of the hot woman and now presents a new perspective for the advertising. She is an empowered woman that drinks beer with her husband. Other intertextual references happen all over the series. During the years of Termini Plim Plim, black women used to dance wearing a swimsuit inside a cage, episode 010327. Zessa Garinha appears in a photo session of Samantha with a sticker on the back saying the Ministry of Health warns, smoking causes sexual impotence. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. O Ministério da Saúde advert. Uma cruza impotency sexual, episode 01-2046 when, in fact, Zessa Garinha wears our fantasy of a cigarette pack. Later, Samantha is invited to be a judge on a talent show called Injolidis Kids, in which children are treated harshly by the judges and the audience applauds, not the kids, but the judges, episode 03-0153. All these examples can be traced back to Brazilian broadcast television in those 1980s, when it was not unusual to show girls in swimsuits and merchandising in children's programming. According to Symbol, 2010, Cusxa Menegal was one of the first TV hosts to make advertisements aimed at children, and even had one of these commercials prohibited by CONBA, National Council for Advertising Self-Regulation, at the request of the parents. In episode 07, we have a special moment when the series operationalizes Active Nostalgia for Arts, 2016, and Act Through Collective Nostalgia, Holdsworth, 2011. In the plot, Samantha, Alfonso and Tico debut sort of a revival of Termini Plim Plim, where the three of them appear in typical 1980s shiny clothes, singing the group's old music and receiving live calls. The characters try to sabotage each other until they're received two important calls. On the first one, a girl announces that she is on her honeymoon and Alfonso says that her husband has been cheating on her for 6 months. The moment is unusual and Samantha goes after macking her, as the dialogue follows in 0430. Samantha, you took the call hard, macking her. I don't want the public to think that, macking her. The public doesn't think, Samantha. And nobody is watching this shit. Samantha, what do you mean? Mechinha, it is difficult to raise an audience. Fight on the gel you didn't want to do, family fight you didn't want to do, my idea of the corpse scene you didn't even want to hear. Samantha, the public wants plimplones, Mechinha, and plimplones are a message of love. Mechinha, love my egg, Samantha. Do you know what raises the audience numbers? It's blood. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Samantha. Você pegou pesado na ligação, Mechinha. Nea curo curo publico pensco, Mechinha. O publico nea pensa, Samantha. E nea tem nang assisting do esserade. Samantha. Como assim? Mechinha. E difícil o vanta audiência. Luta no gel você nea quiz fazer, briga de família você nea quiz fazer, minha frita da usneha do cadáver você nea quiz nemova. Samantha. O público quer as plimplones, Mechinha, e as plimplones são uma mensagem de amor. Mechinha. Mmovo, Samantha. Sabe o cadáver audiência? E sangue. Here, we perceive a critical commentary on the functioning of Brazilian broadcast television, and at the same time, the protagonist's romanticized and idealized nostalgia remains strong in her subjective expectations. On the second call, a viewer introduces herself as Menina Kegumalo, the fourth Plim Plim, responsible for the original voice of the song, who left the group after an accident on the original show. Everyone is nervous about the call, and the commercial break is called. Samantha goes talk to Mechinha and we see the struggle of a critical nostalgic gesture versus a romanticized one. The dialogue in 0644. Samantha, thank you for cutting to the commercials, that connection was a disaster. Mechinha, disaster? That call was the best. We are second in the audience. Second only behind that French soap opera. Samantha, this is not the show I want, Mechinha. Mechinha, it's much better, right? For you, the show was going to have a whipped cream pool, an old lady makeover, desserts, and weather forecast, Samantha. We were going to do a different show, a relevant show. Mechinha. Relevant is sex, scandal, merchandising. In the 1980s, who do you think paid for your program? Berenice Ketchup. Original in Portuguese. Our translation, Samantha. Obrigada por ter chamado as comerciais, essa ligação foi desastre. Mecanha. Desastre. Essa ligação foi morreu a Estamos em segundo na audiência. Prendo apenas para aquela novela francesa. Samantha. Esne e o programa Cocoro, Mecanha. Mecanha. E morito morreu, ne. Por você, o programa e a ter piscina de chantilly, makeover de uma volta, receita de pave, previsão do tempo, Samantha. A gente fez programa diferente, programa relevante. Mecanha. Relevante esqueço, scandalo, merchandising. Nos anos 80, como você acha que pagava de programa? O captured Berenice. Nina Cacumelo is invited by Mecanha to participate in the show and she blames Samantha, as well as the other plimplones, for the bad things that happened in her life, but preserves admiration for the protagonist. At the end, Mecanha keeps criticizing Samantha, revealing an aspect about the narrative style of the show, with its tragic and comical tones. Samantha, nobody can live in the past. My helpers and I will bring a little bit of joy to their homes, but only a little bit, because life is also made of disappointment, sadness and a scene with a corpse. Original in Portuguese. Our translation. Samantha, não pode viver no passado. Es mes ajudantes vamos levar Mecanha de alegria para sua casa. Mes Mecanha, porque Victor tem me feito de decepção, de tristeza e de snare com cadava 1727. After that, the plimplones start to argue and Samantha says that she is leaving. It's time to grow up, original in Portuguese. Our translation. Esta na hora de crescer 2053. However, the character is unable to go further and as a hood for the next season, she thinks of seeking fame outside of television, in a political career. 6. Final thoughts. In a context where the cultural industry constantly evokes the past, authors such as Eason, 2000, Granger, 2000, and Davis, 2011, point out that this phenomenon occurs due to a societal issue, in which people, in times of discontinuity and concerns, seek security and affection. The media then presents the past through different nostalgic gestures. Here, we understand that the nostalgias presented in television shows are built in a dialectic process between media and consumer, stimulating effective engagements. Aiming to discuss how this has been operationalized in contemporary serial fictions, especially in the Brazilian scenario, we elected the first season of the series Samantha. As empirical object, and methodologically we described the main dramatic arcs and carried out a content analysis, which showed different nostalgic gestures and its functions in the narrative. The plot takes place in 2018, but by flashbacks, it brings stylistic elements, cultural products and social issues of the 1980s, especially around the Brazilian broadcast television landscape. Through ironic nuances, Samantha works with different nostalgic gestures, which we call romanticization of the past and critical nostalgia in television referentiality. The first is operated mainly by Samantha and, sometimes, by Tico and Alfonso, her past fellows at the Termini Plimplum. The protagonist grew up within the context of broadcast television production, so everything that refers to TV is romanticized, and even though she understands that in some aspects the experience has had a negative impact in her personal life, she idealizes that being famous will fulfill her again. The second nostalgic gesture is undertaken by the plot and uses reflexive criticism to question the functioning of television in the 1980s and its relation to contemporary times, especially in issues like race, gender and advertisement. In this sense, the nostalgic return to Brazilian broadcast television in those 1980s function not only as a subjective yearning of the characters, but also as political criticism about the relation between media and childhood. Samantha tries to articulate the unfulfilled experience of the protagonist with the changes in contemporary broadcast television, showing how, in the past, broadcast television helped build the cultural references of childhood in Brazil. Nowadays, however, these references are not on television, but on the internet and the streaming services, such as Netflix. For further information about Netflix and its commercial strategies in the licensing of produced work and the production of original series, especially those that deal with nostalgia, boots, revivals, reruns, etc., we recommend Bianchini, 2018, and Jenna, 2018. The show, thus, works as a reflexive billboard of its own distribution service, stating symbolically that Netflix can satisfy our need for safety and security in the past, but presents it in a contemporary format. Nostalgia, then, is not only an evoked emotion or a communal recapitulation, but also mediation between the past and the present, a rearview mirror that shows what you left behind, but also where you are right now. About the authors. Marcel Silva is professor at the Communication Department and the Postgraduate Program in Communication and Media Cultures at the Federal University of Paraíba, PPGC/UGP. Master and PhD in Communication at the Fluminense Federal University. Larry Salos is master student in the Postgraduate Program in Communication and Media Cultures at the Federal University of Paraíba, PPGC/UGP. She has experience in the area of social communication, acting mainly on the following topics: fictional series, television production and nostalgia in the audiovisual. How to quote. Silva, M. and Lopes, L. 2020. Nostalgic Gestures on Brazilian Serial Fiction. The Case of Samantha. Communication Y Medias, 41, 106-116, Day. 10534071915292020566677. Audio note. This article was edited and adapted to audio format by the Directorate of Information Services and Libraries, CISIP, of the Universidad de Chile.